Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, look, don't feel bad. I think a lot of people, again, made the same mistake. Remember I told you guys that you got to be careful? You can't say Kiev. We say Kiev now. A lot of you guys are also kind of misconstruing which vodka is Russian, because many of you have wanted to take part in the boycott Russian vodka. And some of you have thought that all vodka is Russian. And that's okay. I mean, I guess when we grew up, that might have been the case years ago, where tequila was from Mexico and vodka was, and I don't know, rum from the Caribbean, but it's not like that anymore. So if you're going to boycott vodka, you got to do the right ones. So on Twitter, somebody goes, "Sorry, Stoli lovers, no more." And he tags Stoli, which is a company that makes vodka, and you see him dumping out the bottles. Stoli has already shown their support for the Ukraine, and Stoli vodka is made in Latvia. And it's owned by a Luxembourg company. It's not Russian. So you got to kind of be careful on who you're boycotting, because there are Russian brand vodkas. Sorry. It's okay. It's not your fault. I think a lot of us have figured it out. Sky Vodka. Is it Sky or Ski Vodka? Sky, right? S-K-Y-Y? Yeah, Sky Vodka is not Russian. You could still drink that if you want. Yeah. It's amazing that the boycott. I'm a little nervous, you know, in terms of, many of the Russians we know here in the States are, I mean, fantastic people. This is Putin that did this. And it's where, you know, we've made such movements to stop, racism and discrimination. And we've, to be very, to be very open to other people's cultures and to not stereotype them and things like that. But with what might be happening with China and what's going on now with Russia, all of a sudden you are starting to see so much sentiment, and again, not all Russians want to be, lumped in with what's going on with Putin. In fact, FIFA has banned Russian flag, anthem, and matches over the Ukrainian invasion. But getting back to the alcohol, just so you guys all get the memo, all right? Multiple governors, including Utah's Spencer Cox, I think Governor Sununu, DeWine, have called states to stop selling Russian standard and other Russian vodka. So you just have to know the difference. According to Spencer Cox, Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Russia's ruthless attack on a sovereign nation is an egregious violation of human rights. Utah stands in solidarity with Ukraine and will not support Russian enterprises, no matter how small the exchange. According to WCPO, Governor Mike DeWine announced this weekend that he has directed the Ohio Department of Commerce to cease purchase and sale of all vodka made by Russian Standard in the state of Ohio. Now, Russian Standard is a Russian company. Russian sourced versus Russian themed are two different things, so you got to be careful. All right? So Russian themed vodka, Kettle One, Smirnoff, those aren't Russian. Smirnoff is made by Diageo. That's a British company. So So don't be. I mean, I get it's a. I get how it's a. Like a tribute to the Ukrainians. I get that you're doing that, but you got to kind of keep in mind. What? Yeah, Soli Vodka, not Russian. Made in Latvia, Luxembourg company. They even have offices based in New York. So I mean, and so they were very quick to notify everybody that Soli Group stands for peace in Europe and in solidarity with the Ukrainian people, liberate Ukraine. Sky Vodka is made in California, I believe Northern California. So Russian standard vodka is made in Russia. So you're seeing people dump that out. Ustyanochka and Beluga, noble Russian vodka, those are Russian brands. According to IWSR, Drinks Market Analysis, the U.S. market for premium and above vodka, the premium and above, has been shrinking for years. What's very interesting is what has been completely kind of taken over the market are these flavor-infused vodkas. Well, most of those are made in the U.S. Or they're produced outside of Russia. So even though the world's dependency on Russia for natural gas is high, in terms of vodka, we don't necessarily rely on them for that. In Canada, liquor stores in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador has announced they're going to stop selling Russian spirits, Russian standard vodka, and Russian standard platinum vodka. So we don't really have a lot, you know, and then also... other sort of Russian products. We don't really have a lot of Russian stuff here. China, stuff from China, we do. That is going to be tough. People have been trying to boycott made in China, and they're having a very difficult time, especially since the Biden administration sent us test kits made in China. Our K95s are made in China. Sports, such as Poland's Football Association on Saturday announced that its national soccer team would not take part in an upcoming match to qualify for the World Cup. The match was set to take place in Russia next month. They said due to the escalation of the aggression of the Russian Federation toward Ukraine, the Polish national team does not intend to play the playoff match against Russia. No more words, time to act. That's what they said on Twitter. Poland's national team players expressed their support for the decision. They said it's the right decision. I can't imagine playing a match with the Russian national team in a situation where armed aggression in Ukraine continues. Russian footballers and fans are not responsible for this, but we can't pretend that nothing has happened. So, yeah, it's getting ugly. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so some quick news on COVID. I know I'm so sick of talking about COVID. I'm so sick of it. But we do have a little bit of update here on monoclonal antibody treatments. Apparently, the FDA has had to authorize that we kind of up the dose as our Omicron, we've been having issues, obviously, with our monoclonal antibodies, as we had found them to not work with Omicron. And the FDA had to, last week, revise the emergency use authorization for Evusheld, a monoclonal antibody against COVID-19 for immunocompromised people who can't be vaccinated for medical reasons, and they have said double the initial dose. People who've already received the drug should go back for an additional dose as soon as possible. They said based on the most recent information and data available, Evusheld has been less active against certain Omicron subvariants. The dosing regimen was revised because available data indicates that a higher dose of Evusheld or Evusheld may be more likely to prevent infection by the COVID-19 Omicron subvariants BA1 and BA1.1. Now, that doesn't include BA2, which is the baby Omicron or the stealth Omicron that they call. So, Evusheld was granted EUA on December 8th. It's authorized as pre-exposure prophylaxis for the prevention of COVID-19 in those of us who are over 12 but who have moderately to severely compromised immune systems due to medical conditions, or who have gotten medications to treat or weaken the immune system and just might not get enough boost from the vaccine, such as if you are a transplant patient, or if you were told not to get the vaccine because of a severe reaction to it. So the previous dosage was 150 milligrams of Taxotrecimab and 150 milligrams of Silgavimab. Two injections into one muscle, one after the other, with repeat doses every 6 months. So basically what monoclonal antibodies are is if you don't have enough troops yourself, it gives you troops, like little mercenaries. With the revision now, the FDA has doubled it to 300 milligrams, meaning whatever was given previously won't be enough for you guys to give you more. And barely they think it's safe, so hopefully that works, and yeah. So they say protection against symptomatic disease may not last as long as was shown in clinical trials as that data came before BA1 and BA1.1 emerged. So it's not clear if the subvariants will be circulating in the coming months or if we will see more of, let's say, baby Omicron, BA2. They say Evusheld is expected to have greater neutralizing activity against the Omicron variant, but we just don't know what the repeat dosing is and all that. So, yeah, we're still not out of the woods with that, but we do have a new monoclonal antibody treatment that they say should work against the Omicron variant. Do you guys remember they closed the monoclonal antibody sites a few months back saying it looks like it's not working? So they were like, why waste it if it's not working on Omicron? So now we have a new monoclonal antibody. As you know, monoclonal antibodies are lab-made proteins that mimic the immune system ability to fight pathogens. So basically, until you make your own antibodies, or if you can make your own antibodies, you get to borrow these. Bebtelovimab, made by Eli Lilly, is a monoclonal antibody giving through IV injection. And on Thursday, the Department of Health and Human Services announced that it had purchased 600,000 treatment courses of the treatment. The HHS is set to get half of the contract in February and the rest in March. The contract also includes an option to buy 500,000 more courses. So the contract is worth at least $720 million, according to Eli Lilly. So the Bebtelovimab can be used to treat people 12 and older who have mild to moderate COVID-19 at high risk of a severe form. So rather than the pre-exposure prophylaxis, this is used once you have COVID, although some people might give it preemptively, not authorized for hospital patients or those who need oxygen therapy. And they say it does work against Omicron, including baby Omicron, the BA.2 subvariant. They said in a trial with people who were at low risk of severe illness, the treatment reduced the time someone with COVID-19 symptoms had compared with people who did not use it. The group that got Bebtelovimab also saw a reduced viral load 5 days after treatment. So this is good. I mean, again, these monoclonal antibody treatments, that's what saved Trump's life. Aaron Rodgers got it. I think Dennis Prager. Many people who were unvaccinated at the time that they got COVID. Trump got COVID before the vaccines came out. They use these monoclonal antibodies. And so it's as good as we could get in terms of giving you some antibodies to fight it. It's just, it's expensive. And while we're waiting for these protease inhibitors like Paxlovid from Pfizer and Molnupiravir from Merck to be available in pharmacies, we're still kind of running around with chickens without a head when people have severe COVID or are at risk. All right, Hong Kong. We should be done with COVID by now, but we're not. Hong Kong has been able to insulate successfully most of their residents from COVID-19. They actually went months without a single locally spread case. And then what happened? Well, just like with you and I, Omicron came. So it didn't matter if we were vaccinated or wearing a mask, we still got it. They said this fast-spreading mutation has breached Hong Kong's defenses and has been spreading rapidly through one of the world's most densely populated places. Hospitals are now overflowing, isolation wards. This has prompted measures to test the entire population of 7.4 million, build another 6 isolation and treatment centers. They say the surge shows what happens when COVID-19 strikes a population unprotected by immunity from previous infections and has exposed a low vaccination rate among elderly and citizens who are bearing the brunt of the crisis. But it is a good point. If we were sheltered for 2 years, if you're sheltered and then all of a sudden, you know, a new variant comes, how did we do your body a disservice? The only reason why I'm not completely bagging on what Hong Kong might have done, et cetera, is because so many of you got Omicron despite having gotten Delta, the Alpha variant, or the older wild type. So I was kind of underwhelmed by the natural immunity I was hoping we would have gotten. But then again, if COVID is going to be like flu, where every year you need a booster or a new shot, like the annual flu vaccine, well, then that kind of would make sense. So your natural immunity gives you some protection, but not protection all the way throughout. So 30% of Hong Kong's residents over the age of 80 and 58% of those in their 70s are fully vaccinated. And then younger populations are lagging even more. They said this is despite the fact that vaccines have been widely available in Hong Kong since early 2021. The city has reported about 150 deaths in the past 3 days, many among the unvaccinated elderly. They say Hong Kong health authorities said vaccine reluctance among the elderly is an unfortunate side effect of their success in warding off the virus for months. Well, again, I get it. A lot of people think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's a very, you know, us being pro-vaccine is a very Americanized type of thinking. Many other countries are like, why would I risk a man-made, you know, why would I risk something man-made to be put in my body? Well, I tell them because we don't know if the virus was man-made. I mean, we're fighting fire with fire. In terms of our cases, our serious critical patients are dropping. We have 8,200 in serious critical condition in hospitals throughout the United States, a far drop from the 25,000 a few weeks ago. Even though we still have new cases and a few more deaths reported, it's way less than what we've seen around the world. Russia has reported multiple cases, multiple deaths. I find that intriguing because I don't know what I could trust coming out of Russia, but I mean, they're dealing with a pretty bad pandemic now, but in the midst of what they're doing with Ukraine. And so I find that odd, but they just reported another 733 deaths due to COVID. Germany has another 16,000 cases, Italy 17,000, Netherlands another 28,000, and Japan another 63,000 cases today. South Korea, 139,000 new cases today. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News. As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of New York where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. It will also remove the Key to NYC city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that have been kind of holding out for a job, waiting until wages started to improve from the crap that people were being paid a couple years ago, you might want to apply at Target. Apparently, Target has been offering $24 an hour to fill positions in its stores and distribution centers. $24 an hour, a far cry from the $12 an hour that they were offering, gosh, was it a couple years ago? So it's we're definitely trying to, I guess, from an employer standpoint, compete and trying to catch up with the times. The problem I have is $24 an hour. Who's going to pay for that? Now, I haven't shopped at Target in a while. Things started to get kind of pricey. I love the store. They did a makeover. It wasn't as crowded as Walmart, you know, gets, and there was more space between aisles, and it looks more airy and roomy and all that. And it just, but it just, things are kind of costly. So the Minneapolis-based retailer, known as a discount retailer, said Monday they are going to adopt minimum wages that range from $15 up to $24 an hour, with the highest pay going to hires in the most competitive markets. Now, the company did not say exactly which states, so my guess is those could be states that, obviously having the most difficult time in terms of crime, in terms of getting people to come back. But see, what's fascinating is I wonder, for those people that are working there and that are only making right now, like, I don't know, 12 an hour, should they quit and then say, I'd like to rehire as one of the $24 an hour jobs? You know, that's been the hardest part. So many of you guys have been at a job, you've been loyal, you've been there from the beginning, only to find out that new hires are getting paid more money than you. That stinks. So whenever a company does decide, you know what, we are going to offer bonuses and incentives to get people to hire, you better realize that you might have to bump up everybody at your location, you know, or at your store or retail or whatever. So the company did not specify states. They have 2,000 stores across the country. It currently pays for universal. It pays a universal hourly wage of $15. More than double the federal minimum wage, which is still at $7.25 an hour. They are not unionized. And they want to spend an extra $300 million on its labor force this year to include broader, faster access to health care coverage. I think they're also doing free college tuition. And many people have been dissatisfied with their work, with where they're going, and so offering college, offering a lot of these extra incentives help, but, again, can you keep the employee? You know, once they get a college education, are they going to leave? In December, about 4.3 million people quit or changed their jobs, down from 4.5 million in November. As you know, we've dealt with the Great Resignation taking place. The country continues to add jobs after massive layoffs. About 1.48 million Americans were collecting unemployment the week that ended February 12th. Now, that's the lowest level since 1970, according to the government. But again, you know, why are we having 1.48 million Americans not able to get work? And I don't know if that includes those who are on disability. I think those are people who are working that are collecting unemployment. So, according to a recent survey of more than 100 major retailers, 96% said they are having trouble finding store employees. I could see that. And again, you know, why here we are now with wages going up, why is that? Well, I mean, not only is it, you know, people kind of got lazy, they got used to not working, they were fearful of COVID, maybe they got sick, maybe they liked being home with their kids and their pets. I love working from home. I mean, I come to the studio, but I love being able to, you know, play with the animals and do stuff around the house. Because I used to leave the house at 6 a.m., not come back till 8, 9 o'clock at night. I never saw the kids. I never saw the home. You know, I don't mind making less money and being at the house more. The problem is we need people to be out there. We need people seeing, you know, I could do telemedicine, which is fantastic. But, you know, we need people that are face-to-face. And I don't mind being face-to-face. It's just, I'm starting to get to the age where it's, you know, I can't see 60 patients a day, you know, like I did when I worked in the ER and urgent care. I'm getting a little older. I like to kind of sit down every now and then. I could be on my feet, but to be on my feet for 12 hours, that's starting to get hard. But another big thing is the crime. Remember I told you guys I was at Home Depot over the weekend, or actually I think it was a little bit last week, end of last week. And I bought something, but then I had to go to the bathroom. So I said, can you give me a receipt? Because they asked, do you want a receipt? See, nowadays it's like, do you want a receipt? Because they're trying to save paper. Everybody's trying to, you know, for the trees and all that. And I go, I hate to ask, but yeah, can I have a receipt so nobody thinks I stole anything? And she said, good idea, because we've had tons of people come in here stealing. And I go, today. And that was just today. A bunch of people, now a bunch of people could be three, You know, it could be 15, but people walking in, grabbing something, and just going. And so when you're an employee and you have all this pressure, depending on where you live, well, you need to check vaccine status. You need to make sure they're wearing a mask. You need to stop them from stealing. People don't want to be around other people. The one thing that COVID did, whether it was the crime, whether it was COVID, was, you know, change us from rather being social people and extroverts to being away from others. People don't want to be away around other people. I mean, look at, like you see the subway, somebody getting their skull fractured just so somebody could take their purse. I mean, it's a very dangerous society out there now. And so people don't want to be around other people. And that's, I think, a huge part of it now. It was COVID. It was maybe the, eviction moratorium. People didn't have to pay rent, so they saved up some money. It might have been the extra unemployment benefits. But now it's different. Why aren't people going back to work? Why should they get shot? Why should they get stabbed? I guess there was one jewelry store, I forget what city, where somebody was using a chain to try to break open the window. And the owner came out with a gun, scared him away. I mean, you know, you have to be prepared that you're going to be working in an area with guns. Your employees might be carrying guns. The owners might be carrying guns. The customers might have guns. So I think for a lot of people, they're like, I'll pass. Maybe I'll just do some online stuff. We are going to need people there, present. And this pandemic we have of being short-staffed or labor shortage is going to spur a huge accelerated industry that's been kind of slow now, but boy, is it going to speed up in terms of robotic automation, you know, drones for delivery. I don't know how all this is going to work out, but if you don't have enough staff, then you need to figure out how to make things work without them. And, I mean, they are doubling, actually that is quadruple minimum wage. They're almost quadrupling minimum wage to get people to work. Why don't they want to work? And people, you got to be honest. Say exactly why. Is it because you don't need the money because you were able to save on rent? Is it because you fear customers because there's not enough security? If that's the case, then maybe these companies might spend, you know, have money better spent increasing security. You know, spend that extra money on security guards. And we're talking, you know, security guards that can, you know, stop somebody pulling a gun or a knife, you know, that kind of type of, you know, security guard. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800. And drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of the questions I love is when people ask about what I think about some movies out there and TV shows. I'm not really big on a lot of movies and TV shows, especially if Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen aren't in them. I am a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan. I do watch my share. But Ronald asked, what did I think or have I been watching 1883? Now, I don't have his exact email, but I don't have to read it. Basically, have I seen 1883? 1883, this is fascinating. One thing that I think is really, really cool are prequels. Like Lord of the Rings is going to have the prequel, The Rings of Power. I'm so excited about that. I love the whole Lord of the Rings thing, so that's going to be good. Star Wars did prequels. So these things are good, and I don't really mind that they're basically kind of living on or piggybacking off of other movies' success. Because, again, if you make a good story. So what 1883 is it's the prequel to Yellowstone. Now, Yellowstone, I had a little bit of a rough time. I started watching it, and then I think I didn't like the scene where she was outside naked or something like that. I don't know. There was something I didn't like first season. So I just started watching something else, and then I got back into it. And I thought Yellowstone was fantastic. As a lot of TV shows, it sometimes takes a couple seasons, like Melrose Place. Melrose Place first season, I don't know, but man, by the time it got good. You know, same thing with Game of Thrones. I didn't like first season that much of Game of Thrones, but then later, oh dang, it just got good. So, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of have that sort of patience with these shows. And so Yellowstone got very, very good. So 1883, again, it was slow, some parts, but it basically goes generations. I think, maybe 4 or 5 generations back at the Dutton family. And what's fascinating to me is I don't so much watch a movie for the love story. That's just a little too, I don't know, I'm not into that. I don't really watch it for the violence, but I like to watch it for the historical accuracy. And so I, you know, there was a medical procedure, and I think they had a couple misses on the accuracy of it. They should have done a couple things, but I get how, you know, they can't sit here and make it look like a documentary, so I get it. But I like to, you know, I'm fascinated by, you know, post-Civil War medical treatments and how, you know, I'm just fascinated by that. So personally, 1883, expect slow parts and expect there to be a lot of accenting on, I don't know, kind of some lovey-dovey, you know, but I have to admit they did a fantastic job. I think Tim McGraw, I mean, I have been fascinated with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill in terms of their musical abilities, but damn, they could act. They can act. And so I thought they did an absolutely fantastic job. I definitely see, you know, them having, you know, phenomenal careers. And I love that they did it as a couple. I just think that's fantastic. I don't know how they put up. I mean, I could barely get through doing the dishes with my husband. So I find it absolutely amazing that they could, you know, go through a series like that. And it will be interesting to see, you know, did they end up fighting? Did they whatever? But yeah, it's good. But, you know, my thing is I really like, you know, funny, like stupid funny, like give me Ted Lasso any day, you know, where I get to watch just, I don't know, you know, or a movie like Deadpool. I love that. So while we're on entertainment, one show I did see that I was blown away by was Squid Game. That was like, whoa, that's something that kind of hasn't really been done much, except maybe Hunger Games did something similar to it. And Squid Game, as I told you guys about earlier last year, whoa, blew my mind. Apparently that won some awards. And there's a show I'm now watching called, I think, All of Us Are Dead. And it is again, Korean-made series on Netflix. But it is similar. It kind of has to do with zombies. And I'm not a big fan of zombie shows. But my son said, Mom, this is good. And my son, you know, I he's kind of a good judge character or good judge of these. And I am just, whoa. I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat with that. And I'm not really into zombie shows. I mean, Walking Dead was good until it got stupid. So anyway, so I've been watching that. I've been watching The Peacekeeper. The Peacekeeper with John Cena. I mean, it's, you know, dumb, but it's enjoyable, and it's entertaining. Cobra Kai, still one of my favorites. I love Cobra Kai because of the nostalgia. I just saw Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher was excellent. The Bodyguard was excellent. Some of the mystery ones are very, very good. Yeah, so anyway, so in terms of awards, the Screen Actors Guild's awards were last night. And I remember I was like, there's so much going on with Ukraine and Russia. You know, and I guess they got faulted for, you know, doing their award and their red carpet and all that despite everything going on. But I get it. I mean, again, you know, life does go on. You know, it's sad what's happening. You know, they did tributes and I didn't watch it because I've been watching the news all the time. But, you know, I get it. I don't fault them for moving forward with it. You know, they are making this entertainment. People are, you know, it's, I get it. So, outstanding performance by a male actor, Michael Keaton, won for Dope Sick. I haven't seen Dope Sick, so I don't, but apparently he won. Outstanding performance by female actor was Kate Winslet for Mare of Easttown. Mare of Easttown was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Kate Winslet was amazing in that. I didn't think that she could do a Philadelphia accent. She was absolutely fantastic. Squid Game. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a drama series was Lee Jung-jae from Squid Game. Lee Jung-jae, he was fantastic in Squid Game. And then by a female actor, Jung Ho Yoon, in Squid Game, she won. So that was pretty cool that they both won. Jason Sudeikis got Outstanding Male Actor Performance in a Comedy Series for Ted Lasso. He's fantastic in Ted Lasso. Gene Smart won Best Outstanding Performance for Hacks. And Gene Smart was also in Mare of Easttown. She was fantastic in that, too. Outstanding Ensemble went to Succession. I haven't seen Succession, but I guess I need to see that. Ted Lasso won Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble because, yeah. Squid Game won Outstanding Performance in a Comedy or Drama Series, so that was good. In terms of Motion Picture Awards, Will Smith won for King Richard as Outstanding Male Actor. For Female Actor, Jessica Chastain in The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Male actor for supporting role, Troy Kutzer in Coda. Female actor supporting role, Ariana DeBois in West Side Story. And then outstanding performance by cast was Coda. Haven't seen that. And then stunt ensemble went to No Time to Die. They won. So those were the SAG Awards. Again, entertainment has a role. I mean, you know, even the World War II. I mean, a lot of movies were made during that time, and they were made at, you know, because there's still that need. There's that. I mean, it was really. I was in a funk the last few days, and I mean, I got through work, but I didn't work as much as I usually do because it's so horrifying what's going on right now. To have a war going on, and you feel like you can't help and you can't do enough. Which is why whenever we are going through what we're seeing, you know, the best thing you could do is do something. Do something. Play a role. Because we're watching helplessly with what happens in Ukraine and there's the humanitarian crisis, and you may be like, well, I can't go down there myself and volunteer, and I can't go down there and, you know, what can I do? Well, then do something here. There's always people in need. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.